Quest Gaming Network presents. Insert name here. Your first-person shooter, fighter, action game show. The show about quick thumbs, quick wit, and adrenaline-pumping action. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Adrenaline Gaming for episode number 3. Today's show is sponsored by TweakedAudio.com, the best earbuds on the market. Go to TweakedAudio.com and choose from one of their massive selections of earbuds. And use the code OFFTHERECORD, all one word, for 30% off your order. Can't beat it, guys. TweakedAudio.com. And in today's episode of Adrenaline Gaming, we have a lot of Borderlands 2 talk. And some lot of PlanetSide 2 talk as well. We have a special talking point that's going to encompass a lot of other games, guys. So tune in. Here we go. And I am Joe the Widget Wilson, your lead host for Adrenaline Gaming, and joined, as always and yet again, Michael. I'm now a healer. Forney.
Yo.
And his very exuberant and full of life intro, as always. And joining us again is Derek McClure.
Hey.
Wow, you guys are like awesome tonight. I swear.
I was trying to go with Mike here. I was just following his lead.
Alright, we decided because he's squirrely and we can pick on him a lot, we decided to bring back Dan Buntini Wilson.
Hey everybody! Glad to be back for another show.
There's someone that can follow direction on this podcast. Jeez. Alright, so we have a lot to talk about. Well, actually not too much. Today might be a short episode. We'll see how things go. But we have a lot of Borderlands 2 stuff. As usual, that's still the flavor of the month, it seems. And I know I've been playing what little I've been able to play the last week. I got Borderlands 2 time in. Got some with Dan and some solo time. I've been so busy with the whole Minecraft issue last week with the patch and the hurricane and all the other garbage going on that really didn't get too much time to play. I wanted to really get into Dishonored this week, but I did not have the time. So hopefully soon I will have the time to get that going. I don't know, this is a launch week, and launch weeks always mean I'm busy. Oh well. Alright, so, but however, the Borderlands 2 time that I got into with Dan was pretty fun. We got to level 49. So we're one level away from cap. And we are... Where are we at, Daniel? About two-thirds of the way through the game right now?
I believe so. Two-thirds. Coming real close to beating it for the second time.
Saturday night after I got done recording Dungeon Crawler with Dave, Mr. David Dean Force Adams, I called Dan, like, get your butt down here, we're doing a Borderlands 2 marathon. So he got his little scrawny tush down here, and I think we played from, I want to say, like, 8:30 to about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah,
nonstop.
We played a lot. It was fun. I had fun that night.
So I was trying the assassin. With my assassin, I was trying the assassin tree, which is, it's not called the assassin tree. I always forget what it was. It's the one on the right side where it's all melee based, Mike.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sure.
I thought it was you who was doing that.
I don't have an assassin.
Oh no, it wasn't you. Who was I was talking to? It might have been Dave. It is Dave. Duh. Sorry, Mike.
I've got everything but an assassin.
Yeah, that's right. You do everything else. Your primary character is a commando, right?
Yeah, I got a commando, I got a siren, and I've got a necromancer.
Right. But anyway, there's this the tree for an assassin where it's all melee heavy, melee based, and the special changes to where if you get a kill with your special, it gives you like another 3 or 4 seconds in your special. Because normally when you do any kind of kill, melee or gunshot in your special, it breaks the special from happening anymore, which is the stealth. I still claim the assassin has the worst special in the game by far. However, he makes up for it, and everything else that we can do with our weapon reload, gun damage, accuracy is insanity. So I did the assassin tree and found that it was pretty much useless in the second playthrough because you can't kill any enemy even with, like, I was doing 600 times or 600% melee damage. I couldn't kill any enemy unless they were two-thirds of the way down with their health. So it was fun for a brief few seconds. I think the biggest chain I got was like 3 enemies in a row. That's with Dan gunning everything while I was doing it. So I found out that my lifespan in that spec was really, really bad and very, very short for doing a second playthrough. So I went through and respec'd to my original style, which was going down the sniper tree. Which pretty means that my special doesn't get used whatsoever. Unless I just want to get out of a situation quickly. But my sniper damage is insanity. I can now one hit kill anything, almost most things in the second playthrough. I couldn't do that before at all. But now with the damage increase in my sniper and my reload speeds and my accuracy is through the roof. It's not an issue anymore. So that's what I was doing, and I found that to be extremely useful, especially when you get later on and you start getting into some really insane bosses and situations, and I'm kind of frightened to take on the last boss in the second playthrough.
We can shake him. Shouldn't be a problem.
You realize, Dan, that we died probably a combination of at least 20 times when we first fought him?
Did you?
When you go into two players, Mike, the difficulty gets increased substantially.
Man, my shield didn't even get down 20%.
You know what? I'm tired of you bragging.
Show off.
All right, Mike. So
I'm just OP, that's why.
Obviously, you beat the first playthrough.
Yes, I did. I killed Jack in 2 shots with my rocket launcher.
No, Jack's the easy part. It's what he summons is not the easy part.
Then the next thing, I jumped up on a little ledge, and I took him out fairly quick. I mean, it still took me a good probably 5 minutes, but I hardly took any damage. He couldn't hit me anywhere from when I was up there, and all the things that he spawned, I could kill in like 3 or 4 hits. But, man, when he blew up, that was pretty cool. But before I beat the game, I went ahead and took Joe's advice, and I completely obliterated the DLC. I started it last week, finished about almost the whole thing last Thursday, and then finished it off this morning. That was fun.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed how easy the last boss in DLC was, even with 2 players on the second mode.
Yeah,
it was easy.
He actually was harder than the last boss in the game to me. He was still easy, but he was a little bit more difficult. At least he drained my shields all the way down.
I had no problems with him. When I did it
solo, I didn't really have any problems with him. I was not close to dying, but he did more damage to me than the last boss did in the regular game.
Fair enough.
So, but I don't know. My turret actually helped out a little bit more on the fight at the end of the DLC than it did on the the last boss of the game.
Did you finally get the last part of your tree?
No, I haven't even got down. I'm in the middle of both trees right now. The way I'm leveling it.
Oh, okay, I'm level 32, and I got to the end of my tree finally.
Yeah, but I'm not going down just one tree. I'm doing 2, so I'm halfway. I'm 3/4 of the way down one and halfway down the other at 35.
So like I said before, my commando was going on the left side with was all heavy turret stuff. And the final turret, Mike, is insanity.
Yeah, it adds slag damage.
Not only that, well, I found out that you were wrong about slag damage last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you read the print when you look at the slag weapons, slag increases the damage of all damage types except for slag.
Yeah.
You said last week was only elemental.
Oh, wow.
Bad.
I still don't like using it. If my turret has it, that's one thing. But for me to take a gun out, shoot something, get slag it, switch to another gun, I could have already killed it with the gun that I had in my hand.
Well, my turret has the new muzzle, and then the first muzzle. The first muzzle just still does a regular white damage. The new muzzle is the one that does slag. So with the combination, it just plows through everything. And then it hits missiles right after it slags them. I haven't come across anything.
I'm going down there eventually. I'll be there eventually, but you don't know how much help that longbow is. That longbow is awesome.
Yeah, I'm going down the middle tree now.
Yeah, you'll get it because it's right in the middle of that tree. And
probably
it is
like I'm in my 40s.
It's one of the best things you can do because it makes flanking the enemy just a cake. Surround everything. Ah, it's awesome.
I love my turret. That is the most OP. I'm taking back what I said last week. I think the commando's turret still the most is the OP special. However, but when I looked in the commando's tree, all 3 of his trees have heavy amounts to do with your turret. very little compared to the other classes when it comes to character development, like gun damage and things like that.
No, actually, there's a lot of gun damage.
Not compared to the others.
There's a lot of assault rifle, and there's a crap load of rocket launcher damage.
Yeah, in the center tree. I noticed that. Yep. Rocket launcher damage and grenade damage.
Yep. A lot of his abilities aren't necessarily a direct increase. A lot of his are kill skills. So when you kill, it increases your damage by like 50%, your output. Mm-hmm. When you have your turret out, it increases your damage by another 50%. So a lot of his are around killing things and keeping the turret out. That's how you do a crap load of damage.
Well, yeah, I mean, the turret is my damage.
So, see, I have mine to where my turret does good damage, but I could out-damage my turret any day of the week.
Easily. Oh, I can't. My damage would just chew everything alive.
But the way I have my character spec'd is like I said, I can kill anything in the game, and I killed the Jack in two shots. I killed everything going up to Jack, I killed in one or two shots, depending on what weapon I was using.
So exactly how are you doing your spec? I'm curious.
I take pretty much all the things that increase my damage, Joe.
What trees, though?
Well, the one tree you're going down, the one on the far right.
Mm-hmm. That's left. I'm halfway down that tree.
Yep, and then I'm down the middle tree, halfway down that one, too.
Okay, so you're doing the grenade one as well as the turret one.
Those are my two trees, and I pick up all the kill skill ones, so all the ones that when you kill an enemy, it increases your reload speed, your fire rate, increases my damage, and then I have my turret out, which my turret does the same thing. I have one that increases my assault rifle magazine size, and then my mod increases my assault rifle damage, my total gun damage, and the amount of ammo I can hold.
Well, I'm doing almost the same thing as you, but I'm just approaching it differently, I think. Because I finished out the left side tree, and now I'm doing the center tree.
Hey, so how easy is it to respec?
Easy.
You just like go into Sanctuary and know that new U station, whatever it is, that right by the quick travel area. Yeah. It's right in the bottom, and it only costs. It's very little on the cost.
Yeah, oh, okay. I think it's proportionate to
your level.
How much money you have or something.
It's proportionate to your level. Yeah. Okay. So I have nearly $750,000 on my guy right now on my Undance playthrough, and the respec cost me like $23,000.
That's not bad.
Which is change.
I haven't even checked mine. I know I have like $1.3 million, but I'm not sure how much it cost me. I haven't respec'd in a while.
When you get to level 50, you have enough points pretty much to do the majority of one tree, and then do about half of a second tree. That's kind of how many points you got to play with and plan out according to that. But it's really easy to respec, and I encourage doing it often so you can get a better feel for your character. I finally talked Dan into it.
Yeah, my respec is working well so far. I mean, with my respec, usually with my shotguns, it'd take me like a couple clips to take out an enemy on the second playthrough, but with my new respec, I can whip out my shotgun, take three shots, and most of my enemies would be dead, and that's because one of the points allows the last shot in my magazine to do about two times the damage of a regular shot. So I'll just hit them twice, wait until I got a good shot, then hit them with the last bullet, and they're down. It works really, really well.
But you're such a bad shot, Dan.
I am.
I was watching Dan play. I was watching his aim reticle on his screen. And he was aiming literally at their feet.
My guy is short.
That's why he uses a shotgun.
Yeah, maybe.
That's all you gotta aim at.
Speaking of shotguns, I finally picked one up.
Oh, I am so proud. Yes, he finally decided to pick up his first shotgun. I'm like, oh, this is it. He's going to fall in love with that gun now.
Not a big fan.
What?
No. I mean, they're great with the really close range scenarios, but with the sniping and the long range I do with my guy, I don't need close range that often. I've hit psychos while running at me and jumping in the forehead.
Oh, yeah. With the sniper rifle? I love doing that.
I am a wicked shot.
Yeah, my sniper rifle and assault rifle are my favorite guns in that game. I really don't need anything else. I keep other things. but I don't need anything
A lot
else.
Of the assault rifles I have issues with in this game. They're not as rapid fire. I know they're not supposed to be. Assault rifle traditionally is, you know, single or triple burst. But some of them are nice. I mean, there's a couple that I have that are really good.
The one I have right now, I love. Oh, it has a pretty good fire rate. I'm not sure how fast it was, but it was quick. And then it does explosive damage, but it's not one of the rotating barrel ones, not the spin gun.
Hmm. Okay.
And I was able, with the included explosive damage, I was able to just walk through everything with that gun. So between that and the sniper rifle, that's all I use.
I'm still a huge fan of my sniper rifle and my submachine gun.
Submachine guns in this game, I don't like as much as I did in the last game.
I love it, especially when you get those iridium ones.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not as, I guess, accurate.
Well, with my guy, and how much accuracy I've increased with him, they're almost as accurate as my sniper rifle.
Yeah.
So some of them are ridiculously over. So,
yeah, when you zoom in and the thing just, like, shakes over your whole screen.
Yeah, all over your screen. It's ridiculous. Forget
like,
it. Yeah.
What do you want me to do with this gun?
What you need to do with the submachine guns is pick up a Hyperion submachine gun. They have stabilizers. So the more you fire it, the more it stays in place.
I don't like firing constantly.
Besides,
that's not my style.
One of the best things to do with a submachine gun is hip fire. What we mean by hip fire, everybody, is when you're in a first-person shooter, it's when you're not aimed down your sights. It's just a straight aim. Close range, mid-range with the submachine gun is perfect for hip fire.
Yeah, I don't even like zooming in with them anymore. That's what I got my sniper and my assault for anyways.
Exactly. Well, I use what I've been really loving lately is machine pistols with the scopes on them or the sights, the enhanced sights. Oh, dude, I have 1,000 rounds, over 1,000 rounds on that, and I can literally go through all that 1,000 rounds how fast I can reload and shoot a machine pistol now within a group of enemies and waste every single one of them like they're nothing.
I just don't like pistols.
Derek, so did you get some Borderlands 2 time in?
I did. I got a few hours in, more than I thought I did, actually. I'm sorry. You're going to have to stop for a second. Someone's at my door.
All right, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Dan, so, man, your respec, is this working out for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Working really well. Oh, one of the good things that I really enjoyed in our last playthrough was I got to shoot the shoot-me-in-the-face guy in the face.
Hope you shot him in the face.
We saw him. I'm like, dude, you gotta let me do it this time.
Shoot me in the face. Stack out.
I'm like, dude, you gotta let me do it this time.
On my second playthrough, I've already decided I'm gonna shoot him in the face with rocket launcher. So that's gonna be it. I'm gonna shoot him in the face with a rocket launcher.
Stack out.
With a rocket launcher in the face?
Yes.
Nice. I was wondering if you would fail the quest if you knifed him. Or if you missed his face.
I don't know. Interesting to find out. I don't think I can miss him with a rocket launcher, though.
So, Dan, you picked up a class mod that made my day.
Oh, yeah.
We played on Saturday.
Regens all of our ammo really, really quick. It does, like, one ammo a second. And it just helps a whole lot. I mean, whenever I used to get into the habit of whenever we traveled, I'd have to go and pick up.
Yeah, every time I see an ammo dump, I'm right there regenerating my ammo.
And we just walked right past it. All right, bring on the next wave.
Yeah, the last time we played, when he first got it going, and I didn't realize how effective it was, I thought it'd just be, you know, a little bit here and there. I went through 900 rounds of my machine pistol out of a big fight we got into. Went up to an ammo dump like I normally do. Went to you know, refill my ammo, buy ammo, and I didn't have to buy a single bullet.
Yeah, and that really helped in the Fink's Slaughterhouse. We did that.
Still can't beat that stupid thing.
Nope. We're on the final wave, and it's harder.
Dude, I haven't even tried it yet.
The first three waves are pretty easy, Mike. You'll probably breeze right through them. But when you start getting into the fourth wave, when they have, like, the those stupid helicopter guys.
Buzzards.
And then they just... And this, especially when you're doing the second playthrough, it's nothing but super BAs constantly.
Yeah, the second playthrough would probably be hard. But you know what works best against those buzzards, right?
Sniper
turret rifle. With rockets.
Well, that too. Heck yeah, man. My sniper rifle, man. I can take out one of them in about three hits if I crit.
Yeah, I blind fire or hip fire the sniper rifle to kill those things.
Yeah, my assassin has 120% accuracy hip fire with sniper rifles.
Nice.
So that makes it a lot easier. But the last round in particular, it starts out with, in our especially with two people in second mode, with six BA psychos, and then down below you have some super BAs, the big guys that have to carry the chain guns.
Nomads.
It wasn't a nomad.
Not nomads.
Bruiser.
Berserkers. Was it? No, I think it was Berserkers.
It's a bruiser. Those big ugly dudes, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, they come out with these machine guns, and they have all those below us, and we have those five or six BA psychos, super BA psychos coming at us. It was ridiculous. We could barely even get past the psychos before we got taken out by the other guys. It's fun, though.
We didn't get past the first wave of the fifth round.
It reminds me a lot, Mike, of Moxie's Super Dark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's challenging. I'm not sure if it's really worth it, but... I mean, we'll eventually beat it. I know me and Dan will go back there and beat it, but...
Yeah, I've got that one I haven't tried, and then the Creature Slaughter Dome I haven't tried yet.
I haven't even seen that one.
I don't think you have it. I believe that was only for pre-ordering the game.
All right, then.
I could be mistaken, though.
Fair enough. If I have to kill those stupid stalkers, I don't care. I don't want it anyway.
Ah, stalkers! No, an easy way to kill stalkers? Electricity.
Shock weapons?
Yeah, no, electricity.
They can't go invisible.
I know. Still a pain in the neck, though.
I don't have any shock weapons, so I just wait for them to show their face, then put three rounds of my shotgun right in their forehead.
Yeah, I just use my assault rifle. And
the one thing that Dan is good at is a rocket launcher. It blows my mind. He's inaccurate with every other weapon, but he put a rocket launcher in his hand. Pinpoint
accurate.
Because
you don't got to be accurate with a rocket launcher.
Well, he nails him in the head with a rocket. How?
It takes skill.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know about that, Dan. But all right. Why else do you use rocket launchers, grenades, and shotguns all the time?
Because...
You don't have to be accurate.
Yeah. Well, Mike said, but still.
All right, Derek.
You don't have to be accurate to have fun in Borderlands.
It sure helps. Derek, what have you been up to?
Well, I just finished saving Roland. That was a blast. I found a corrosive handgun
that
shoots like this gigantic ball, and this explodes everything. I don't even know what it is.
It's
but
an iridium
I'm having
gun.
A blast with that thing.
You found your first iridium gun.
And
those things are deadly.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So I'll pull those out for the for those robots. Those things were freaking hard. Like I was like dying and dying and dying, and then I found this gun, and then they were cake.
You always want to use corrosive against those guys.
Or explosive.
I prefer corrosive. It murders them. There's certain elements that work really well against certain mobs. Like fire, obviously, shock works great for most creatures, in particular the stalkers. Anything with a shield that has a ridiculous shield, if you use a shock weapon, will take that shield out in no time flat. Fire, obviously, for anyone who doesn't have armor and is flesh and blood.
Skags,
perfect for fire. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot less skags in Borderlands 2.
Is it slag that's used for taking out shields?
No.
Slag is used for everything.
Yeah. Okay. Slag increases damage done.
Yeah.
By non-slag sources.
Okay.
Then
it's
either
slag or shock or something that I use. I use an assault rifle. To knock out the shield, and then I'll pull out my sniper gun and just headshot him to death.
Okay, Mike, what's this note? All of a sudden I got this note from Mike.
Oh, did you do that quest where Zed has you go collect all the, or is it Ned? I don't remember. But anyways, it always confuses me because of the first game.
Yeah,
all the monster body parts and bring it back to him?
We never fully completed that quest chain.
Okay, so you completed that quest chain, right? And he's all, oh my god, the experiments got out. You gotta go kill him. So you go where the thing says, and it's a mutated cross between a skag and a rack. So it's a skag that flies in the air.
Oh no.
That's an experiment gone way wrong.
Near that thing.
Oh my god, it was so fun, dude. It was crazy.
Mike, you need to hit 50. Skags. You need to hit 50 so you can go do the unbeatable bosses with me and Dan.
Yeah, I already have the invincible one for the DLC logged.
Cool.
But I'm only 35, so.
I'm sorry, Derek, you were saying earlier.
Rats.
No, I was saying, I just finished that quest, and then I was like, you know what I could do right now? I'd drive around and run over some more things. And that's about all I did.
Somebody take away your car keys.
Yeah. Man, that was a blast. And so that's about all the Borderlands 2 I got in this week. Then I went to PlanetSide 2, and man, that was I had a horrible time there.
We'll get into that in a minute, because yeah, I'm curious about that, because I know that Mike had a great time in it. You had a bad time. I didn't get time in it, even though I really wanted to. But there was something else I want to talk about in Borderlands 2. What was it? Oh, yeah, the rarity issue. I've noticed, like I think I said this last week, I'm not sure if I said on Dungeon Crawler 1 and 2, but the rarity of the loot is so much harder. It's so much more rare to get good weapons than it was in Borderlands 1. So I remember in Borderlands 1, when me and Mike were doing it, we were doing Crawmax. Even before then, I was using nothing but legendary weapons and deep orange legendaries, and my bank was full of legendaries. And we had max out money. We had rollover money because it would only go to like 999,000, but you would keep track of it. But it would only display 999,000, 999. So we'd be buying stuff, and the number would never change. So we'd be getting so many legendaries in Borderlands 2. Getting an epic, a regular purple, is insanely hard unless you have a loot chest key. The rarity is so much greater in this game than what it was in Borderlands 2, or 1, so I'm wondering if they don't even have that many legendary weapons in the game or what. I don't know.
Well, and also from what I've read, a lot of the legendaries come from level 50 mobs, and certain ones drop certain legendaries.
I miss the old random drop legendaries.
So, I mean, there's still the random dropped ones, but, like, a certain particular ones drop certain places.
Well, I know that the new invincible boss, the giant flower from hell, is he has legendaries only he drops. And then probably the new invincible from the DLC as well.
Mm-hmm.
The mad scientist dude. I can't wait to take those guys on, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was figuring it out after I beat the DLC. I was like, okay, so what's with these crystals the guy in Oasis wants? And then they gave me that level 50 quest, and I was like, oh, I'm a little bit low.
Yeah. Me and Dan got it, and we're like, yeah, nah, I'm not going to even try.
Not yet, at least.
Well, we're almost 50, and I kind of figured that the rarity chance would be a lot greater at 50. So we're going to hopefully be 50 a lot long before we actually finish the game out for a second playthrough. Hopefully. We'll see.
Gosh, I'm so far behind. I'm like level 12 first playthrough.
I'm starting to catch up now.
My commando is level 32. My other character. Me and Dan said that once we finish up, as we beat the game on a second playthrough, while we're waiting for Mike to hit 50, we're going to play our chick team. My Macromancer and his Siren.
I'm actually liking my Siren so far.
The thing
it's teaching me to think tactical.
But Black Ops 2 comes out too soon. So we might be getting that with you, me, and Tim, Dan.
Oh yeah, that's going to be fun.
That game looks wicked fun for multiplayer. I just really hope I really, really, really hope that they fix the offline multiplayer to where you can level up and have bots. That'd be insane. That'd make my day.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have a lot of Planet Side 2 news. And the first one is if you've already purchased the Alpha Squad. What is it, Mike?
Yeah, well, we talked about it last week. They announced that you can basically reserve your name for the game.
Right.
They said that next Monday they should be keep an eye out for your emails. So with instructions on how to do it. So
nice.
Starting next Monday, we should be able to do it.
And this game comes out the 20th of next month?
Yes.
So actually they're stopping. Okay, so the beta program's ends on the 16th is when the beta stops. Yeah. So actually stopping it 4 days prior. Originally I thought for some reason I was thinking 30th. Thank God. But no, we're only a couple weeks away from the actual Planet Side 2 launch, which I am so excited for.
Oh, me too.
Because I'm going to have all my station cash, I can buy weapons, and I can really plan out what I want to do and really get into it. We can start our outfit finally and really dig into that.
I'm hoping that they'll announce the server list before the game
goes live. Yeah, they'll announce what we're going to do, where we're going to be.
Yeah, because that way we can figure out where we need to be and everybody's on the same server.
Yeah, and we need to make sure that we're on the same server as our rivals.
Well, they never actually got back to me on that. So I don't know what the deal is. But, okay, so they did some updates?
Yep, we did some updates last Wednesday. And then, I don't know if it was before or after the show, but probably about the same time we were doing the show. They now got players are now mostly invulnerable to damage at warp gates, with the exception of vehicle collision damage against structures. So that should save all those problems we were having before in the new continent.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a good thing to see.
Sunderers are now available at every vehicle terminal that offers the Flash.
Oh, sweet.
So you'll be able to get Sunderers everywhere that there's a vehicle terminal now. Squad members can deploy on their squad leaders from the warp gate via instant action menu. So if you get your squad and they're already in action, you can just already go deploy to them right away.
Oh, that's good.
You guys realize that this game's going to completely change when it launches, right?
Yep.
No longer going in solo. We're going to have an outfit, established outfit. With all the server changes they've been doing in the beta the last month or so, it's been impossible to really get a friends list going or anything.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Grief accumulation has been reduced for accidental team damage. So if you accidentally shoot somebody, you don't got to worry too much about grief. But if you purposely shoot somebody, you're screwed. Grief points are no longer accumulated for damaging a fellow member or their vehicle. Don't know what's an outstanding issue is killing that player will result in grief points. Okay.
Okay, so if you just damage them, no big deal.
If you kill them,
big deal.
Big deal. Exactly. The big bug fixes they did, logging out or zoning while in a MAC should no longer change your class. That's a good thing. Very good thing. Forward spawn point terminal should now display appropriate faction on the map. Vehicle kills will give notifications again. Turrets should no longer stop animating. Dead characters will no longer be collidable. Vehicles will no longer randomly invert controls. That's awesome. Shields will now block tossed projectiles, such as grenades and C4. Fixed an instance where AFK players would be unable to be damaged. And fixed a case where dying in the UI would leave a character in a bad state. I have no idea what that bad state is.
Dying in the UI, I think it was your sniper was one of the bugs, where you'd be locked in zoom until you died again.
Ugh. All right, weapon changes. They reduced bullet drop on all weapons. They buffed the Venue Sovereignty weapons to be much stronger at greater range. Projectile speed and damage were increased on all weapons except sniper rifles.
Really? That's awesome. That's freaking awesome.
I noticed
about time.
This morning too with my guns. We're actually on par with the other one, with the other factions now for gun damage.
You know, I noticed that too. I ran into a heavy. And I like freaked out and started shooting him. I was light assault, and then he died. I was like, "Oh,
what the hell?"
Okay, I'll continue on. I expected to die.
Yeah, I know. I always expect to die. Projectile speed was increased. Damage at range was increased. Reload times on most of the new Sovereignty weapons are now faster. And yes, I did notice that too.
Thank God.
And grenade trajectory is now more predictable.
You know what this means? We're actually viable again.
Yes, finally.
Hallelujah.
All right, vehicle speed required to damage infantry in a vehicle collision increased. Which, that'll also help accidentally running over people. If you're going real slow, it shouldn't do as much damage.
Mm-hmm.
Projectile speed of halberd increased. Reduced lock-on range of heavy assault anti-ground vehicle launchers. 500 meters was overkill. Scythe default and rotary nose cannon projectile speed increased. A pass was done on Sunderer and tank secondary weapon elevation ranges. Elevation ranges should be the same between all battle tanks. Previously, there were some discrepancies. The 50 cal machine gun elevation range increased by 15 degrees.
Nice. So, before we go any further talking about Planet Side 2, we're going to continue. Derek, you had a bad week. What was the deal, man?
Well, first of all, I was running on Esmir, and like, there's nobody there. And the few people I ran into were groups, and which makes sense for that place. That, you know, if you're going to get a squad together and run around and do that, that is not a place for a single play.
No, that's not at all.
No. So even though I love the environment, I decided to go back to Endar, and I noticed, like, yeah, like my damage is better. I'm surviving a little bit longer, but we were just getting overrun by the NC all day.
When I played last week, we were the ones doing the overrunning.
Well, I don't know if it's an issue with too many NC on right now or something, but it's like every time I spawn in place, it's already being attacked,
yeah,
and we're losing it.
It could have just been a situation of the day, a situation of the fights. You know, that's one of the cool things about Planet Side 2 is that the tide of battle can turn easily depending on the players, depending on situations. It's never going to be the same game, you know?
Yeah, because when I was on right before the show, at least on the server that I was playing on, NC actually had the least amount of people. They actually had a 1% XP bonus.
Hmm. That's rare.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised.
You got to remember that also when the game launches, we're going to have a third continent to play in that we heard very little about, but they're launching it on release, I believe. And there's going to be so much coming into the game after launch, it's not even funny. I am very, very proud of SOE and what they've been doing at Planet Side 2. I am loving the game, loving the potential. Mike, you had a great week?
Oh, well, I had a great day, I should say. I actually haven't been able to play in like 2 weeks. So finally this morning, I updated the game and was like, I'm going to get on, I'm going to play. I started out as Heavy Assault because I wanted to see how it did. Got one kill right off the bat and then died. And then I died again. Then I died a third time. And I decided I don't want to do Heavy Assault. So I started doing Engineer. And I was running around repairing things, having my fun. And I died. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try Medic. And it was awesome! Man, I was running around, raising people, healing people. I mean, I was just going crazy. I was running out, bullets flying all over the place, dodging bullets, crouching, raising people. I mean, it was amazing.
You were everybody's hero that day, that's for sure.
Doing this, my kill-death ratio was crap, which I didn't care. You know, I didn't worry about it at all. I had 2 kills and 46 deaths, I think,
I
checked.
When it comes to Borderlands 2, you're really... Planet Side 2, sorry. You can't have that elitist mentality and really have fun unless that's your playstyle. I mean, if you're really into like being the best there is, then yeah, you're going to panic and worry and you're going to really have a bad time 90% of the time. Don't worry about your kill-death ratio. Go in there and have fun with your friends. Go in there and just have fun with your vehicles. Just play the game for what it is. I completely threw my kill-death ratio out of mind last time I played and had a blast. I know I was getting kills. I saw them die. I saw the XP come up from their deaths. It was just so much fun when I did it like that. And I just stopped worrying about the whole thing and just... But the most fun I've had yet in Planet Side 2 is when I was able to group up with Derek and a few other people or Mike and just play in a group. That was the most fun by far.
Yes. Totally agree with that.
The most fun I've ever had in Planet Side 2 was doing those bomber runs with you and Bowbender.
Yeah, Liberators.
But, so, when all was done and I was getting ready to get off this one, and I went ahead and checked my rank for the day, and I was actually ranked 453 for the day
nice.
When I was playing earlier. And that was just from going through and resing people and occasionally switching back to engineer and going and repairing, you know, like our guns and stuff like that.
Right.
So I've already decided this is going to be my playstyle for when the game launches. I'm going to be a medic / engineer / tank driver.
Yeah, it's actually
/ Sunderer driver. I'm going to do Sunderer first, I think.
Really?
Yes.
We need a Sunderer. I was really looking forward. Oh, we do. We was really looking forward to. You're going to be like the greatest utility to have around, Mike.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going for utility. I'm not going for anything else.
Then maybe I'll do mag.
You can do mag. That's fine.
I don't know yet. I haven't fully decided yet. I still haven't decided what I'm going to do for the rest of the game. Okay, so. If you guys have an idea, I know you just said your idea, Mike, what you're going to do. Excuse me, when the game launches, I'm still kind of up in the air. I know I kind of want to do a Liberator. And I was thinking about either doing like a Lightning or a Mag Rider, and then getting those weapons decked out in the armor. And then for the ground, I'm still heavily, heavily undecided. I don't know, because Heavy Assault used to be my favorite, and they nerfed everything, now they put us back up again. So I'm thinking I might do Heavy, as well as Light.
I have a good idea what I want to do. I want to be a Scythe pilot. Mainly, then
scythe.
Probably
scythe. Scythe.
Whenever, yeah, scythe.
Don't do my mistake.
Sorry, scythe pilot, and then whenever on long ground, engineer. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Have you decided yet, Derek?
Yeah, I love sniping, so obviously I'm gonna be light infantry. And the reason why that is when you get like because. Us being, you know, with our laser weapons, and we don't get that much range anyway. I was doing some experimenting around, and I got the longest scope for the light infantry, which is like 8x.
Right.
And with that jetpack, I'm able to go places where nobody is, or nobody can see me.
Dude, yeah, I've seen some snipers. Some of the most effective snipers I've seen were light infantry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they make the better sniper. If you know that's what you're doing, if you want to hide and just take people out, light infantry is where it is.
You know what I noticed too, and I don't know when they changed it, or it might have been I haven't played in a while, but now when you're upgrading like your weapons, you're spending your cert points, you actually have to go down the list in order. You have to spend 12 points in the scope tree to actually move down. So like you'd have your 3.4 scope, you'd have to spend 12 points in that before you could get your 4x scope.
And I did notice
spend
that
more points. Yeah.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to go get my scope again, you know, since when they did the restart. And,
yes.
And I was like, what is this? I got to spend, like, you know, 200 points. I guess it makes sense, though, to build up to it.
You can't just jump and get what you wanted to get anymore.
That kind of makes sense. Kind of depressing, but makes sense altogether as well.
And I was kind of upset because I really just wanted to get a red dot. But,
yeah.
Oh, well. It is what it is.
So I'm still I haven't farted around. I haven't been in game enough to really get in there and play with C4, something I wanted to try out. But I was thinking about doing light infantry with a whole bunch of boom-booms. C4, grenades, the works, you know?
Oh, I've got ideas.
Or a heavy infantry with that. Because if you can think about it, a heavy assault. Okay, you have your rocket launcher. I'm going to get the one that locks on. I do enjoy that. Get the upgraded assault rifle. And then I want the extra grenades. I want C4 and maybe flashbangs. Can you talk about a walking tank? That's almost, if not better, than a max suit.
Yeah, you have more options.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever run into some C4, the one thing that I'm probably going to do and have a lot of fun doing is ride in with a flash with a C4 attached to it, ditch it last second before I get into the battle. Blow it up right when I get there.
I don't think you can
plant. Hopefully take out some people.
I don't think you can plant C4 on your own flash, Dan.
That'd be fun, though.
That'd be a pretty cool suicide bomb. Or mobile explosive. That'd be pretty fun, actually. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what I might actually do is go heavy. Light's fun, but if I focus on heavy and be that upfront gunner, I like to call going postal. And just have those kind of options with it and have my vehicles, because I can still fly and I can still drive when I'm in heavy. You know, even though when I'm in a vehicle, probably the best bet is to have, like, you know, be an engineer. Or I could have an engineer as my secondary, my, one of my gunners, and that would fix that problem. But, yeah, that sounds good, actually. So we have a talking point tonight. Is there anything else you guys want to mention about Planet Side 2 before we move on?
Nope.
Except for can't wait for November 20th?
Oh, no, cannot.
Cannot wait. Though I'm probably going to have to wait a little bit longer so I can get a new case and everything for my computer. But still, can't wait.
Just use a downstairs computer until then. All right, so I got a talking point for tonight. And the reason is we got an email that kind of spawned this talking point. And this email came in to us from Luke. I believe that's his name, right? His gamer tag is Progavarium.
Yep, name is Luke.
He says, "Hey guys, love the podcast. You guys should start playing Max Payne 3 or 1 or 2. Odd way of putting those in that order. Amazing adrenaline games for sure. So much fun, and you'd have a lot to talk about. Relatively short, so you could do an episode or two on them. Anyways, have a good week. Luke." Well, Luke, I did play Max Payne 1, loved it, never touched 2, and I've been really wanting to play Max Payne 3, because Rockstar, I am kind of a fan of what they do. I love their Grand Theft Auto series. However, I just can't afford to buy Max Payne 3 right now, so you want to gift it to me? I'll talk about it all day, man. My Steam tag is Kenpo401, K-E-N-P-O-401, just saying. Actually, guys, seriously, though, if you want to friend me on Steam, we have a QGN group. Look me up, or look up Quest Gaming Network, and you'll find it. And it's an open group for anyone to come in and enjoy and have fun, because we have quite a few people in there right now, and everyone's playing something, you know? And our community managers were trying to poke and prod into actually, you know, setting up community events for Steam. Like, we're going to have a couple nights. We're going to have, like, the big outfit nights for Planet Side 2, that kind of thing. So, anyway, we'll work on that. But the talking point I want to get into is what action games or what games that are action-based, because this is Adrenaline Gaming, that we want to play soon or in the future. And obviously, for me, Max Payne 3 is one of them. Because I love bullet time.
I think the most game I'm looking forward to that's coming out, you know, in the near future would be Dead Space 3.
Yeah, you did play Dead Space a lot, didn't you?
1 and 2, and I would have beat 2, except for that's when my PlayStation got stolen.
Right. I remember Mike calling me up, "Dude, this game's wicked."
Yeah. It's a survival horror type action game that is really creepy.
When is that one supposed to be coming out?
This one actually has a co-op mode.
Really?
Yes. So you can play with friends and that sort of thing. So it changes the game. From what I read, if you play it single player, it's more of a survival horror, but if you play it co-op, it's more of an action game. So the game changes depending on what you're doing.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I can't remember when it comes out. Let me...
Anyway, while he's talking about that, Derek, what about you?
I really don't know. I was sitting here thinking, what's coming out? But now, then he started talking about Dead Space, and I remembered I have Dead Space 1 and 2, and I haven't played them yet, so maybe I should just go play those.
Oh, I highly recommend it.
I'm not really big into survival horror. I mean, I do play the Resident Evil games with my wife when she makes me. I still have to buy her the new one. I'm probably going to get it for her for Christmas, so shh. But yeah, that's the only ones I really play. I never have been into the survival horror.
Well, in my opinion, at least as far as the last two Resident Evils go, Dead Space blow them out of the water.
Really?
Yeah, the first two games were completely amazing, and they were way better than Resident Evil 4 and 5, for me.
Maybe I'll have to check it out then.
So, you know, I haven't played 6 yet either, which is another game I am looking forward to giving a try, but I don't know when that's going to happen because I don't have any money right now.
Well, in Resident Evil 6, they improved the system. You can now run and gun.
Yeah, so it's more of an action game now.
Yeah, which is what I love. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that aspect of it.
Which you could always, you know, move and shoot in Dead Space as well. You never had to stop.
The reason I got them is because... someone compared them to BioShock. Do you agree with that comparison?
No, I can't. I never really could get into BioShock.
I did not like BioShock. The first one I played was BioShock 2. Hated it.
It's more Resident Evil-ish to me than it is BioShock-ish.
Okay.
It's more action and survival horror based, whereas Bioshock's a little bit different. I never really liked Bioshock either.
Okay.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that new PlayStation 3 game called Last of Us.
Oh yeah.
If you guys haven't heard of it, check out the Naughty Dog E3 presentation.
It is a PlayStation 3 exclusive, isn't it?
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah. It looks awesome.
Well, if it's done by Naughty Dog, it's going to be. It looks probably going to be very good. Their Nathan Drake series, what's it called?
Uncharted.
Uncharted has been phenomenal.
Yep, mm-hmm. I love Uncharted.
I played 1 and 2, and I never got a chance to play 3. And I heard that was by far the best.
Yeah, it was really. It's a really fun game. I beat all of them, and my son has 2. Actually, I think.
Well, I definitely want to revisit Uncharted 2.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. What makes you want to play Last of Us?
What makes me want to play Last of Us? It just seems very... it has a lot of features that are new to the survival industry. Like being able to open up your inventory and take the random junk that you find from exploring the universe and combine them together, like in the trailer.
Honestly, not that new.
Anyway, it being able to combine the items and just make stuff to help you survive better is a great aspect for me.
So what you're saying is Last of Us is a kind of a zombie apocalypse game, or?
Yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic game. Sorry, I can't talk
right
now.
Yeah, no zombies.
It's not
mutants.
Not zombies, but mutants. Kind of like Resident Evil in that aspect.
Would you compare it to Fallout?
No, I would not compare it to Fallout at all.
Think of a post-apocalyptic world,
well,
Joe.
I know what it is. I'm just asking you guys for the audience. That's all.
anybody ever seen the show Revolution on TV?
No.
No.
Okay, well, kind of like that, but with mutants. Post-apocalyptic world, basically anything goes. There is factions of people that are just, you know, outright crazy, and they're going to kill you and go out against you. You know, there's some pockets of decent folk, but mostly it's every man for himself.
Yeah.
It's like my perfect game. I might have to buy a PlayStation for this.
I think you should.
Naughty Dog produces some really awesome games, and the vast majority of the time they do PlayStation 3 exclusives, because I believe they're a Sony-owned company, aren't they?
I don't know for sure.
Might just be a licensing deal. Either way, I think they are, because they're the makers of the Crash Bandicoot series, which has been... That was a staple in PlayStation.
Yes, it was acquired by Sony Computer Entertainment in 2001.
I'm good. All right. So yeah, it's going to be a Sony exclusive regardless. And they are one of the better studios out there.
Yeah, they make amazing games.
I have to agree with you guys on that. Uncharted is one of my favorite series by far.
They don't do that many, but when they do them right. I think that's one of the key points there.
So if Last of Us is considered an action game, would we... Well, of course, we consider Dishonored an action game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to play that and Hitman. Would we consider that?
Oh, the new Hitman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been really looking at that one, actually. That one looks kind of interesting.
It's not so much run and gun, but I really am very interested in playing that one.
I was never really big into the first couple in that series. They were fun. I have played them. Never beat them. But the third one, or was it the third one that's coming out?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, the new Hitman that's coming out looks very intriguing, very story-driven.
If you do pick that up, I might have to try it out myself.
All right, okay, so what action-based games do you want to play again?
Dead Space 2, and actually beat it this time without getting my PlayStation stolen.
That'd be nice. I personally would love to play Doom 3 again. They did.
And they released the HD 3D version.
They did, and I'm so tempted to get it and play it. Cause I love Doom, Hexen, Quake, all those kind of... And I was really big into...
Red Faction.
Well, Red Faction, yeah, but the new game sucked.
Yeah.
Rage.
But the old one was really fun. The old Red Faction show? Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
gosh,
well,
yeah.
Not the old one, but...
I mean, me and Mike used to have our game nights where we'd come over to my house every Wednesday, and we would get pizza and or usually like a 2 liter each or more of Mountain Dew or whatever, and him and maybe one or two more buddies, and we would sit there and just play games in my living room all night long until the sun came up the next day, pretty much. And one of the things we played was Red Faction, which is the first one for PlayStation 2, Mike.
Yeah.
And there was this offline multiplayer that was such a blast. And Red Faction was well known for its destructible environments. One of the first that really had true destructible environments where you could literally level stuff. It wasn't fully true, but there was this one room where it was a square room that had pillars that all the way up was multi-level, and they had a whole bunch of offshoot areas that would go across. I remember taking a machine gun and literally digging a hole in a wall in one of those tunnels, crouching into it, getting back in there, waiting for Mike or Colin or someone to run by, and then gunning him down. I remember by the end of one of those sessions, we would look at an overview of the arena after you finished, and there was just like the entire place was leveled. The columns were destroyed. The tunnels were in pieces. It was just... That's just too much fun. And then the Red Faction, not the last one I did, but one before that, had a multiplayer where it was passing the controller type of thing.
Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah, where you would basically do as much destruction as you could in a time frame, and you pass on the next person. Whoever had the most points would win.
Plus, to tell you the truth, between the two games that you're talking about, I like the first one that you talked about a lot more.
Yeah, that Red Faction was probably the best one they did.
But we had more fun playing the multiplayer on Guerrilla.
Yeah.
Destroying, doing as much damage as you could.
They would do like give you a random weapon, and there would be someone, some of them were like, depending on what weapon you got, you would have, whatever rounds you fired would take time off, or you'd have 1 minute to do as much destruction as possible with unlimited ammo. The proximity mines, or you had like the remote mines were fun. Those were a blast. The rocket launcher, all kinds of weapons that you had that you got one weapon, you got a rocket pack, one that would either do a quake or one that just flies or one that shoots you right through buildings, and you had to just destroy as much as possible.
And I'm really good at destroying things, apparently.
Yeah, Mike's pretty destructive.
And may not be as good as a shot as Joe.
Unreal
but I'm
Tournament.
Really good at shooting things.
That's the game I was thinking of. Unreal Tournament was another one of my favorites.
Oh yeah,
I love playing it online. But yeah, anyway, Doom 3 is one of them.
So you want to hear something very shameful?
What's that?
I've never played Doom 3.
You know, a lot of people haven't. It was PC only release.
Well, and the problem was when it came out, I did not have a computer that could run it.
It was very much a system hog. I remember when it first came out, I tried running it. I had to put it on the lowest settings to run it. That's why I want to play it again.
So by the time I could play it, I mean, it was already old. So I'm looking at this BFG edition thinking I might give it a go.
Yeah, me too, man. And I remember all the stories because me and Mike were working at Sony at the time when it came out. And everyone in the office was all playing it. And they were like all creeped out by it and how you couldn't really play it with your lights turned off and all this garbage, and I really wanted to play it, and yeah, it was pretty freaky, even with the graphics turned down to nothing. It was, and I would love to play it again, really get into it. Christmas list. anything else, guys?
Nope, not really.
Man, this could be a short episode. Well, there you go. I mean, nothing else. I'm hoping to get into Dishonored soon. This week at some point, hopefully.
I hope you do. I'm like waiting to hear it.
PlanetSide 2 is something I really gotta get into. But
I'm gonna try to play that some more. I won't be really getting another game probably until close to Christmas.
I'm so addicted to Borderlands, it's really hard for me to pry myself away from that.
That's why I played both games today. I started playing video games at 8:30 this morning and didn't stop until 3:45.
Oh, I do have a game that I'm like really looking forward to getting into, if I can ever do it, is a Hawken.
Hawken.
You guys heard of that?
No.
Is that the
it's
the
like
mech?
A mech shooter.
The mech MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one does look interesting. I saw it on a on Spike TV. They did a gaming thing. And they showed that.
It's gorgeous, and I got into the beta, but every time this week I've tried to log in, they've had login errors. So I have not been able to get into it.
Great way to do the beta, guys. I know it's going to be a free to play.
Yes.
Yeah, that one does look interesting. I would like, when you finally get in, I would like to hear about it.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to try all week. Hopefully I'll have something to talk about next week.
So, since we were discussing it earlier, Dead Space 3 release date is actually February 5th, 2013.
So you got a little bit of the ways away for that one, huh?
That's all right. That'll give me time to get some money and, you know, talk the wife into letting me get another game.
It's funny. I remember when the third quarter or the fourth quarter used to be the biggest time of the year for games. When everything came out. Like, there'd be there are like three times the amount of games came out in the fourth quarter than the other first three quarters of the year. But lately, the last 3 years, there's been a big decline in that because people are trying to release their games after Christmas into the first quarter.
Yeah, that way people can just buy it with the gift cards they get.
Yeah, well, the idea behind that is there's already an influx of games occurring during Christmas season, so they're trying to get away from that rush, let those big names come out, get their money then, and then just take everyone after that. In a way, it makes sense.
Especially with, like, the Modern Warfares, they always come out right around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Always in November.
So, yeah. So, it's always, you know, there's already a big game that's out, so a lot of people don't even want to try to fight with that. Unless you have a massive title, you can't go against it.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is going to be actually a big month next month for gaming. Well, for us who really get into the first-person shooter action games, with PlanetSide 2 Black Ops coming out, nice. My docket for gaming gets bigger.
Call of Duty 2?
Black Ops 2. Did I say Call of Duty 2?
No, you said PlanetSide 2.
No, I said Black Ops 2 and PlanetSide 2.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
All right, guys. The final thoughts of the evening. PlanetSide 2. Coming out November 20th. If you haven't looked into it, go online. There's 1,001 videos out there about it. It's awesome. It's like nothing you've ever played before. Even if it looks kind of cool, it's what you're seeing in the videos and the screenshots and what people are talking about is nothing like actually getting in there and experiencing those heavy, heavy battles. Nothing like it. Mike.
Yeah, I want to just go in and start healing people again. That's really fun. I can't wait to do that. I would do it after I'm done here, but I got to make dinner.
And Derek?
I am just getting really excited about the launch of PlanetSide 2 officially so we can group up because that is like the most fun I've had in gaming, just running around with you guys.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I cannot wait. And again, I hope I can get into Hawking this week.
And we're going to get hopefully the outfit started. I'm going to get it started right away and start getting people in there. I mean, obviously you and Mike are going to be two of the officers. Oh, Mike's going to be my co-chief.
Yeah.
All righty. And Daniel.
Oh, that sucks.
What?
Well, November 20th is the Tuesday that I actually work.
Well, I work that day, too. I'm not getting into it till at night. That sucks. Well, you'll be in, what, Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Wednesday I'll be on. Thursday I'll be on. Friday I'll be on.
That Wednesday show is going to be a big one, all about PlanetSide, too. I can guarantee you that.
We're all going to be like zombies because we didn't go to sleep the night before.
We're going to be like...
It's a good thing I work a half day on Wednesdays. And Dan, your final.
I've got to get PlanetSide 2 on that other computer that you have downstairs and get back into it as soon as possible.
Yeah, man. I also want to make mention that Daniel will not be with us next week. Dave Adams will be taking his place to talk about his Borderlands 2 experiences and other things he's been getting into. So I look forward to having him on. And we'll get Dan on at some other point, I promise. He'll be a regular on this show. Other than that, how to reach us. Well, actually, we have an iTunes shout-out. We have a New Zealand shout-out. And who was that, Derek?
Reaper Pariah.
Thank you for your 5-star review shout-out. Your 5-star review. We really appreciate it. How to reach us, guys. Adrenaline Podcast AdrenalinePodcast, all one word, .com is our website. Go check it out. We're hopefully going to be getting a writer soon to get really into adrenaline-based gaming and start really getting posts up there for us. Our email, AdrenalineGamingPodcast@gmail.com. Please keep it, you know, somewhat short. We had a really good email about a funny occurrence in Dishonored. However, it was about 3 miles too long. So you keep it about 2 paragraphs at the most, and that's something we can actually talk about in the air. We don't want to read a book, you know? It doesn't really work. But we want to hear all about your adrenaline gaming, anything you want to talk about, any games you're playing, whether we talk about it on the show or not, any suggestions for us, you got it. Just email us, adrenalinegamingpodcast@gmail.com. And our Twitter is @AdrenalineCast. Individual Twitters, I am author J.R. Wilson. Mike is @InsaneHero, H-I-R-O. Derek is @SubProta, P-R-O-T-A. And Dan is @BooneTini, Boone_Tini, T-I-N-I. My gamer tag for Steam is Kempo401, as well as for PlayStation 3. It's also Kempo401, K-E-N-P-O-401. You guys want to mention any of those, or?
Oh, mine is Arajin, A-R-R-A-J-I-N.
My PSN name is Tyrannix. It's T-E-R-A-N-Y-X. And that should be that's the same name for my Xbox gamer tag as well.
For my Steam, it's just simply Boontini.
All right, guys. Adrenaline Gaming is a Quest Gaming Network production in association with Middle-Earth Network. And I want to say, keep on shooting everything in the face, guys. Talk to you next week.
Brains.
Goodbye, everybody.
See y'all later.